Richmond SPCA CEO Robin Starr explained that Susan Mills has lived in her home for more than 30 years and in that time has taken responsibility for intelligently controlling and reducing the size of a feral cat colony in the neighborhood. The animals generally stay on her property.
She has done everything that a feral cat caretaker should do. The cats have been spayed and neutered. They've been rabies vaccinated. She provides them with ongoing veterinary care when they need it. And because of her spaying and neutering of these cats, they have naturally, the number has declined to only 7. And she loves them. She gives them beautiful care, as does her next-door neighbor.
Mills now is in danger of losing the cats.
The county, through its community revitalization department, is now seeking to have a ruling that because of the zoning of her home, it's R4 zoning, and they are claiming that you can't care for feral cats. It's not a permitted activity in R4 zoning.
What it comes down to, Starr says, is the phrase customarily incidental.
It is an issue of whether you consider the feeding of feral cats, which of course are companion animals under Virginia law, whether you consider that to be customarily incidental to a residence. We don't see a difference between her care for these feral cats that she loves and the care for any other companion animal.
The problem began when a new neighbor moved in across the street from Mills, who apparently doesn't like cats.
She moved in fairly recently and began complaining about the cats. The other neighbors have not been unhappy in the least. In fact, Susan had a petition signed by all the other neighbors, and they all said that they were absolutely fine with the cats.
The revitalization department ignored that and insisted that Mills had to have a conditional use permit.
The Board of Zoning Appeals listened to the matter and ruled that they should never have required her to get a conditional use permit because feral cats are not pets and are not kept as pets.
Katie Harris, a Girl Scout who volunteers at the SPCA, Starr says, hit the nail on the head with her blog entry on the Society's webpage. She wrote, "A vaccinated and neutered feral cat poses no greater threat to other creatures and humans than a socialized house cat. Feral cats usually stay away from people, have no intention of hurting them. When a feral cat is neutered and vaccinated, it is unable to get rabies or expand the size of the colony." This morning's hearing addresses the Revitalization Department's latest claim that Mills can't care for the feral animals within the R4 zone.
What concerns us so much is that this Henrico County Department is really trying to get a ruling that people can't walk out of their back door and set down a bowl of food for a companion animal. It is an unbelievable intrusion on their freedoms. It is not anything unusual or unreasonable that she is doing. All she wants to do is to be able to feed and care for a small group of companion animals.
Starr and dozens of other animal advocates are planning to attend this morning's 9 a.m. hearing to show support for Mills and her work. John Ogle, WCVE News.